This is the EveryCatholicMan.com Gospel Devotional, where a man can draw closer to Jesus Christ, learn the Catholic faith, and grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. This continues the EveryCatholicMan.com special 11-part series on the Passion of the Christ. Today we hear how Jesus is interrogated by Pilate and Herod. We'll reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to seek the gift of knowledge from the Holy Spirit so he can be guided by God when confronted by prideful men. We'll also reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to build the virtue of fortitude so he can imitate Jesus Christ when facing and enduring persecution. If you'd like to read along or study later, episode notes are available, which include all the references to the Bible and the Catechism of the Catholic Church. You can find a full transcript nearby or at everycatholicman.com. Here is today's Gospel reading. Today's Gospel reading from the RSV Second Catholic Edition, available from Ignatius Press, is from the Gospel of John, chapter 18, verses 28 through 38, and the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23, verses 6 through 12. Then they led Jesus from the house of Caiaphas to the praetorium. It was early. They themselves did not enter the praetorium so that they might not be defiled, but might eat the Passover. So Pilate went out to them and said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" They answered him, "If this man were not an evildoer, we would not have handed him over." Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and judge him by your own law." The Jews said to him, "It is not lawful for us to put any man to death." This was to fulfill the word which Jesus had spoken to show by what death he was to die. Pilate entered the praetorium again and called Jesus and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this of your own accord, or did others say it to you about me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight, and I might not be handed over to the Jews, but my kingship is not of this world." Pilate said to him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" When Pilate heard this, he asked whether the man was a Galilean. And when he learned that he belonged to Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him over to Herod, who was himself in Jerusalem at that time. When Herod saw Jesus, he was very glad, for he had long desired to see him, because he had heard about him, and he was hoping to see some sign done by him. So he questioned him at some length, but he made no answer. The chief priests and the scribes stood by, vehemently accusing him. And Herod, with his soldiers, treated him with contempt and mocked him. Then, clothing him in gorgeous apparel, he sent him back to Pilate. And Herod and Pilate became friends with each other that very day, for before this, they had been at enmity with each other. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's see what Jesus is accomplishing in today's gospel reading. After the Jewish leadership condemns him, Jesus is delivered to the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate, at his house in the early morning hours to be killed. The interrogation of Jesus occurs in several phases, which include interrogations by the reluctant Pilate and the local half-Jewish King Herod. Throughout, Jesus remains in complete control of his passion. In the first phase, the Jewish high priest Caiaphas delivers Jesus to Pilate to be killed, calling him an evildoer who falsely claims to be the king of the Jews. And they lie, saying Jesus opposes paying Roman taxes. Luke records this lie in chapter 23, verse 2. The Jews seek to manipulate Pilate into killing Jesus by falsely portraying him as a dangerous political rebel king. The chief priests accuse Jesus of many things, but Jesus refuses to respond, and Pilate is amazed. The Gospel of Mark records that in chapter 15, verses 3 through 5. Concerned, Pilate questions Jesus to see if he indeed is the king of the Jews. But Jesus turns the tables on Pilate and questions him if he is being told this by others, offering Pilate the opportunity to realize he is being manipulated by the Jews. Instead, Pilate sarcastically responds, "Am I a Jew?" Confirms the Jews have turned him over to be executed. We see that in John chapter 18, verse 31. And then asks Jesus what he has done. Jesus cryptically responds, revealing his kingdom is not of the world and that he was born to testify to the truth. Pilate, perplexed, asks, "What is truth?" A confirmation that his evil mind is darkened. Pilate tells the Jews that Jesus has committed no crime and is innocent of the Jews' false charges. In the second phase of the trial, which is recorded in Luke chapter 23, verse 6 through 12, Pilate discovers Jesus is a Galilean and sends him to the evil half-Jewish King Herod, the Roman-appointed puppet king responsible for overseeing Galilee. King Herod had St. John the Baptist murdered after the Baptist condemned Herod's incestuous and adulterous false marriage to Herod's brother's wife. Herod had been both afraid and eager to meet Jesus. That's from Luke chapter 9, verses 7 through 9. And Herod had hoped to see Jesus perform some kind of miracles. Herod asks Jesus many questions, but Jesus insults Herod by silently ignoring him. After the Jewish chief priests and scribes continue to vehemently accuse Jesus, Herod, perhaps embarrassed, mocks Jesus by dressing him in kingly robes and returns him to Pilate. Pilate and Herod then become friends. Well, let's see how a man can grow in awe of Jesus Christ by reflecting upon today's gospel. Marvel at how Jesus, the divine king, deals with his enemies. Perfection of prudence, Jesus refuses to engage in pointless discussions with the invincibly evil Jewish leadership, Herod and Pilate. Master of fortitude, Jesus silently endures the unjust persecution of those who hate him. Well, let's see how a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Seek the gift of knowledge when confronted by the prideful. Realize, though he could easily dominate his prideful enemies, we see Jesus do that exact thing when he knocks down several hundred soldiers during the agony in the garden, which is recorded in John chapter 18, verse 6. Jesus refuses to engage the evil and unrepentant. Every Catholic man sooner or later is confronted by the prideful who oppose Jesus and must be guided by the Holy Spirit to know if and how to respond. Believe. Reflect upon hatred of God and pride. See the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraphs 600 and 1866. Pray. Holy Spirit, give me the gift of knowledge so I can always be guided by you to know if and how to respond to the prideful who fall into the evil of opposing Jesus and his holy Catholic Church. Amen. Well, here's a second way a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Imitate Christ by courageously enduring persecution. Realize, Jesus Christ, throughout his life, courageously lived under persecution. See the Catechism, paragraph 530. Every single Catholic man who remains faithful to Jesus and his holy Catholic Church will sooner or later face persecution. Believe. Reflect upon persecution. See the Catechism, paragraphs 530, 675, 1435, 1716, and 2303. Pray. Almighty Father, help me build the virtue of fortitude so I can courageously imitate your Son when I am persecuted for my faith in you and your Holy Catholic Church. Amen. Here's today's wrap-up. Never forget that Jesus wants you to find true and lasting happiness. And here are today's two key action steps to grow in that happiness Jesus wants you to have. First, seek the gift of knowledge from the Holy Spirit so you can be guided by God when confronted by prideful men. And second, build the virtue of fortitude so you can imitate your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ when facing an enduring persecution. Thanks for listening to the EveryCatholicMan.com Gospel Devotional. Invite others to listen too by sending them a link to this podcast. It's an easy way for you to continue to draw others to Jesus and His Holy Catholic Church. If you'd like to go deeper in this Passion of the Christ narrative, go to EveryCatholicMan.com and see the special 11-part series on the Passion. While you're there, you can also check out the extensive library of helpful materials that can help you grow in holiness and happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. Until next time, always remember that Jesus has called you to the blessing and honor of being a Catholic man. And stay close to Jesus Christ.